A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Be'a Daf Yud Beis, Be'a 12a, pagination page 23, the second line of the page at the Mishnah. Be'shamay Omrim, Be'shamay say, on Yom Tif, Ein Motziyin Loes HaKotan V'Loes HaLulav V'Loes Sefer Torah Lushus HaRabin. You're not allowed to carry into the public domain a child, a lulav, a Sefer Torah, even though these are definitely Yom Tif needs. However, Beis Shammai hold that the laws of carrying on Yom Tif are not more lenient than they are on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tif these items, except there is a case where there is a leniency of Yom Tif over Shabbos, if it is something of ochel nefesh, something for food. As the pasuk says, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'osa lochem, something that's food related is permitted on Yom Tif in certain applications. Cooking, we know, for example, on Yom Tif is permitted. Stoking the fire, likewise, would be permitted. And carrying from one reshus to another, one domain to another, would be permitted. But Beis Shammai are enumerating number of cases here where clearly one can understand the need for Yom Tif use, to carry a lulav, to carry a Sefer Torah. You have a minion that needs a Sefer Torah, you want to carry it. We understand the need, but Beis Shammai hold that the laws of Yom Tif are not unilaterally relaxed for carrying. Uveis Hillel matirin. But Beis Hillel say it's okay. Beis Hillel hold that it would be relaxed on Yom Tif, if not totally across the board. I mean, we'll see. There may be some restrictions, but it definitely is more far-reaching a heter than Beis Shammai are explaining. So again, according to Beis Hillel, and this is the way it's presented in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Mitoch shehutra hotzah letzorech achila, just like carrying is permitted for food use, based on that pasuk that we quoted, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hutra shelo letzorech, the mechaber says, it's also permitted for other uses, kigon, and he gives the example of our Mishnah, katan, lulav, sefer Torah. Let's see the Gemara. Tani tano kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. They said over in front of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi the following statement. Hashochet olas nedava b'yom tif. A person who shechts a voluntary ola on Yom Tif, a certain korban, which does not have to be brought right now, loke, it's a violation of Yom Tif. Omalei, and he said back, the omalachmani, who told you such a thing? Beis Shammai he. It has to be Beis Shammai, and we don't paskin like that. The Amri, because they hold, lo amrinan mitoch shehutra hotzal letzorech hutra nami shelo letzorech. Must be Beis Shammai who does not hold of this principle that once hotza'ah was permitted for food, it's permitted for other things as well, as long as it is a Yom Tif need. But shelo letzorech here, not for a need of food, it would still be permitted according to Beis Hillel. Must be you're going like Beis Shammai. D'i Beis Hillel, because if you are following the opinion of Beis Hillel, ha'amri they hold, mitoch shehutra hutra letzorech, being that carrying is permitted for the use of classic type, which is food, hutra nami shelo letzorech, it's also permitted for the non-classic type of allowance, which is food, and therefore it's allowed even for other things as well. Hachanami, it would apply here as well, by this karban ola, that was not needed to be brought on Yom Tov, but now that Shechita is permitted, it should be permitted for a Karban as well. A person wants to bring a Karban on Yom Tov, he should be allowed to do it because the Shechita is permitted when you want to shecht an animal on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So here also, even though you're not going to eat from the Karban, but once it's permitted to do Shechita on Yom Tov, it should be permitted for any other legitimate use. And that's the approach which is outlined by the Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch, we understand that there's a fairly liberal approach to what you're allowed to carry, as long as it's still a Yom Tov use. Kelim hatzrichim lo ktsas, things that you need at least a little bit, you need them. It would be easier for you if you had it in a different location. You might have a small machzor in one place, but you would like a bigger machzor. It's easier to read from. You have some sfarim, but you'd like more sfarim. A certain tablecloth that the table would look much nicer if you brought it. Toys that would enhance the children's experience if they would have these toys. So if the only issue is carrying from one place to the other, so that's mitoch shehutra letzorech. Now that the Torah permitted carrying for food-oriented needs, it's permitted for other needs as well, and that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. There's a fascinating statement in the Ramah in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Ches, in which the Rama writes, "O shemis yare shelo yignovu," or if the person is worried that it won't get it shouldn't get stolen. In other words, if I would leave the item in its place, it's only semi-secure. A person is nervous that if he leaves his machzer in shul, and he doesn't have a cubby, doesn't have a safe place to leave it, he's worried that if he leaves it around, it will get misplaced. So he's allowed to carry it back, according to the Ramah, because he fits the parameter, misyore shalo yignovu. He's worried that it's going to get lost, and therefore he's allowed to carry it back home. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Vav observes that there are kama poskim shecholkim. There are many poskim that argue on this leniency of the Ramah, and they say delohutar hotza ela letzorech ochel nefesh mamish, that the concept of hotza on Yom Tov is only permitted either for food, otzorech mitzvah, or for an actual need. Avalobishvil hefsid momon, but not because of a financial loss. That's not what carrying was permitted for, according to these opinions. V'nochon lahachmir kemosam, and it would be better to calculate your day in such a way that you can take the stringent approach. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura leaves us with a loophole, and he says, Mikol makom, nevertheless, machzorim that you carried from your home to shul, and you're afraid to leave them there, hitiru sofon mishum techiloson. There's a principle in halacha that sometimes we allow you to do something because we're worried that you wouldn't do the thing to begin with, which we want you to do. So, for example, over here, a person is not going to carry the machzor to shul to begin with if you tell him that once the machzor is there, he's not allowed to bring it back. And therefore, he's carrying it, let's say, Yom Tov morning. He's carrying it Yom Tov morning to shul. He's walking from his house to shul with the understanding that he's going to be able to bring it back. And therefore, based on the principle of sofon mishum techilason, it's permitted afterwards, because otherwise you won't do it to begin with, he's allowed to carry it back. This principle is one that some Hatzalah organizations like to employ regarding a Hatzalah member transporting himself back home after a call one way or another, whether it's in his own car or driving with a non-Jewish driven car, whatever it is. Normally he would not go in a car on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but hitiru sofa mishum techilasan is the expression. We allow him to go back because otherwise he would never leave in the beginning. I mean, his family would look at him Friday night as the Suda begins with a Hatzalah call and know that he's going to get stuck somewhere for the whole Shabbos from Friday night call until then. And it's going to be a big nisayon, and he's going to be hesitant to run off on the Hatzalah call. And they employ this concept, hitiru sofa mishum techilason. Obviously, these two sugyas are not linked, but it's an example of the principle. We tell him, we'll allow you to get back home somehow. We'll figure out a way to get you back. Mishum techilason, because initially, otherwise he wouldn't go do the call. What results over here by the case of a machzor is fascinating. That if the machzor is at home and you carried it on Yom Tov to the shul, you're carrying it with an allowance that will enable you to bring it back because of this principle of sofon mishum techilason. Whereas if the machzor was already in shul, so then you don't have this logic of hitiru sofon mishum techilason, and therefore you would not have the heter, according to the Nachon Lahachmir, to carry it home. Because you're not carrying it back home, you're carrying it home. It's not a yitiru sofon mishum techilason. Of course, if you want to rely on the original statement of the Ramah, misyore shelo yignovu, if a person is sincere with himself, and he's really worried that it'll get stolen, I'm not sure why he left it there to begin with, but it was there, and now he sees what's going on. It's a little, things are flying around, and he's afraid it'll get misplaced. So at least according to the Ramah, he would be allowed to bring it back, because it fits a Yom Tov need of sorts, the need called Shelo Yignovu. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.